We are the Love Doctors.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
You can always submit these online at 194.com and we'll tackle them here on the show. Love Doctors, Love Doctors, you are the love gurus. I recently told my boyfriend that I was considering breast reduction surgery, and he is so upset with me. I have quite large breasts and have often have back pain because of them. I don't like how my shirts fit me, and they just don't fit my body the way I would be happy with. He says that they're a huge part of his attraction to me, and that he'd be super upset if they were ever smaller, and it would almost be unfair to him to do that. Do I keep them just for him?
You know what? Go get him like 2 5-pound kettlebells and say, I will keep these if you wear these. Carry them around with you for everything you do for 2 full days. 2 full days. He has to carry them around everywhere he goes. Literally everywhere. He's got to sleep with them. He's got to go to the bathroom with them. He's got to go to work with them. He's got to drive with them. So he has no idea how tough it is. And if she feels like self-conscious about it or she doesn't feel comfortable, because I think that you can have like a size where it is like really bad for your back. So if he feels that way, leave him. Like, that's so ignorant.
It really is. She said she's in pain. She has back issues. She would feel more comfortable in her clothes if she did this. And it's her own body. Let her do what she wants.
Yeah, I don't see how you could make a case for not just doing what's best for you in this instance, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and she didn't say she's going to go for like the extra, extra, extra small.
That's
she
true.
Just wants a little. She just wants to feel comfortable.
Just didn't want her
They're
back to
They're not all going away for forever. It's just a little bit of them are going away.
Still be some there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you just got to go ahead and do what's right for you in that one. Love Doctors, Love Doctors, you're the love gurus. I've been seeing a guy and I asked what he views our status as. And he said, we're feeling each other out as we're feeling each other up, end quote. I laughed, but I don't think I know what that means. Any guesses? Again, the quote is, we're feeling each other out as we're feeling each other up. That's the status of their relationship.
So they're hooking up and he's still just trying to figure everything out with this. Like, does he run a relationship? Are they just friends?
It means nothing more.
Is that an acceptable response,
Is he just like going to like feel around and say, oh, this feels pretty good, but still unsure.
Yeah.
Let me grab you one more time.
I just think if she's unhappy with that answer, be like, you got to explain this to me more.
Yeah. Is he basically just saying we're just sort of hooking up?
Yeah.
But he's like being nice about it because he was like, we'll see where it goes.
It doesn't sound like somebody that thinks you're like dating.
I want you to use that line on somebody. I like that.
We're feeling each other up.
Amy's got to use it.
We're feeling each other out.
I can't even use that in a sentence.
Well, yeah, I mean, you would have to probably get directly asked what you're doing. That'd be the only way to use that. Mm-hmm. And finally today, Love Doctors, Love Doctors, you are the love gurus. I dated the same guy for 4 years. And after a few months of being broken up, he asked if we could give it another shot. We picked up right where we left off, which for him I think was wonderful. But for me, this has been a reminder of why we broke up in the first place. I've only been back in round 2 of our current attempt for 3 months now, but I know it's not going to work for me. I thought maybe it could be better, maybe it could be different, but it really isn't. It's the same thing that we suffered through for 4 years. Is it too soon to pull the plug a second time?
Mm-mm. I would say do it if you already know. Don't waste your time any longer. You already wasted 4 years on each other. Move on. End it now.
No, yeah, this is the time you need to pull the plug. You were in that relationship for 4 years together. You got together thinking it would change. Mm-mm, not going to.
Well, and if anybody told you, well, that was pretty soon. You guys only dated for a few months. No.
Yeah.
You dated for 4 years plus these months.
Yeah.
And if it's exactly the same as what she didn't like the first place, it's not. I could magically be different.
Right.
This is who that person is.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.